So just wrapped up shooting a little bit of a hands-on video with the new Note 10, Note 10 Plus upstairs. If you haven't checked out the video yet at this point that you're watching this, I know you probably have, but if you haven't, go check out that video. Get a little bit of background before we do the usual deep dive conversational willy-do in the house, ladies and gentlemen. He's all healed up. No more cold, no more Kleenex in the nose, in the nostril. I'm very happy about that. I'm glad to have him back in full form, 100%. Are you 100%?
No.
85?
Around there.
92?
Around there.
I mean, he's never 100, so
no.
We're going to take what we can get. Otis runs him ragged, as far as I can tell. Yep. That's a high-maintenance pup you got there. Anyhow, Note 10, that's what you're here for. It's what I'm here for. It's not every day you get a big flagship launch in the tech segment, in the tech community. A lot of people, they got their hands on. We were lucky enough to get the device in studio. I want to give Willie Du a little bit of credit for that. Also, Samsung Canada putting it together. Quick shout-out for everyone involved. Anyhow, we got it in the studio. I played around with it. You know, I poked, I prodded, I gave it a 1-2. But the thing is, I had such a limited amount of time with it. You can't necessarily get all your thoughts out in that formula, in that format. You probably felt this same way when you went in there and you watched all the various hands-on videos. That's what they are. It's hands-on. It's just impressions. It's real quick. It's like, give me the phones back. And then they got to leave with the phone. So you can't really collect the thoughts. You can't sit back. You can't think about it as much as you might like to. Now I have the opportunity to do that, particularly with this channel, which allows it to be conversational, allows you to go one step deeper into the rabbit hole of the latest smartphone, which in this case happens to be the Note 10, Note 10 Plus. Okay, so for the first time, we have two Note devices. Not just the Note 9, like last time, just the Note 9. You got to buy the Note. You want the Note now. It's the Note 10 and Note 10 Plus. And it's, I got to admit, Will, it's getting confusing now. Mm. It's so many phones. Mm-hmm. I'm all for choices. For the customer, it's great. You get all these choices. But at a certain point, it's like, I mean, in the premium alone, just Samsung premium alone, S10, S10 Plus, S10e, Note 10, Note 10 Plus. All those, at least at launch, in a similar wheelhouse price-wise, maybe you could take the E out of that because it was like, I don't remember, $750 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But everything that I just talked about, somewhere between $700 and $1,000. Well, I guess the Plus here is $1,100. But like all targeted to premium, the same customer, like the premium, luxury, top-of-the-line type of customer. I'm all for choice. But then you go with like the Note 10 series and you kind of nerf it a little bit. And this is where my confusion comes in. It's not just a smaller version of the Plus. It's not like, hey, we just gave you the bigger screen, but otherwise the specs are the same. You're seeing a substantial diminishment in the pixel density on that device from 498 ppi down to 401 ppi. Not that, like, I mean, we're nitpicking. I guess, like, you're pixel picking at that point. Probably, you know, it looks fine. They're great looking displays. I just handled them. I looked at them. AMOLED, all the rest. But the Note series, typically, the DNA is like premium status. It's like the top tier specification. You don't need to worry about it. You buy the Note and you get everything in it. Well, now you got to put this like disclaimer on there. You get the Note 10 Plus and you get everything in it. And then you could still make the argument, even in that department, you didn't get everything because you lost the headphone jack. Now, I don't even want to get into the headphone jack thing, Will. Because that's a whole sidetrack. That's a whole fork in the road. Left side, right side. We're not ready for that today.
No.
That conversation is over now. We can put it to bed. We don't even need to have it because everything's been said that could be said about it. But there are a few other categories beyond that that differentiate the two. So we talked about the display, pixel density. Headphone jack doesn't exist on either, but the Plus model is also going to give you more RAM, 12 gigs of RAM. So now you need to be looking at the spec sheets. Once again, Plus representing not just scale, but representing actual features now. All right, the next thing that's up, the camera layout, not identical. You on the Plus series have the time of flight. You have the 3D depth situation going on. You have expandable storage on the plus, not on the regular. Now you're like, Will, this is serious. You're like, why do I get the regular Note, just a Note 10 standard, over an S10? S10 Plus. What's a price? Show me an Amazon on an S10 Plus right now. Give me an Amazon price on an S10 Plus right now. Right quick. Real quick. Willie do. Speed run. S10 Plus. So I'm going to pay... I could pay $760 on that. All right? You follow me right now, Willie do? 6.4 inches. Okay? Same RAM. Same storage. Substantially $200 less listed right now. I get it. It's on Amazon. Secondary thing going on. Go ahead. Tell me, Will. Why do I get the Note? Why? Because they're a pen? Is that $200 pen? Because guess what? I also had expandable storage there.
The front camera.
I also had a headphone jack there.
Okay.
I had two cameras on the front right there. Come on, Willie. Dude, tell me why.
Well, I mean, look how nice it is with the
Oh, you say it's pretty looking. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
The one pinhole.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Symmetry.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You only pay $200 for symmetry.
That's right.
All right, fine. I feel you on that. It's a good looking phone. Fine. I mean, I don't know where you guys stand on the hole punch situation, but as far as hole punches are concerned, it's about as good as a hole punch is going to look. Where are you going to punch, huh? You get the sheet of paper. Where are you going to punch? You get a little hole punch right in the middle. I made the argument in the video upstairs that, like, I liked having it in the corner because it kind of made sense to get it out of the way of the main frame of, like, whatever it is you're watching when you scale up a video. I mean, you can just tell me. They try to hide it, of course, with the wallpaper on the official images when it came to the S10 Plus. But, you know, it was out of the way. It was even less noticeable on the S10 standard because it didn't have the dual front-facing cameras. Let me see the spec sheet. Just leave this S10 Plus open for 1 second, if you don't mind, Willie do. AMOLED, capacitive touchscreen, 1440 by 3040. So 3040, 1440 display. So more pixels as well, plus the expandable storage. Now, I get it. Obviously, what else we got? We got some sort of IP rating. We got the same RAM, 8 gigs of RAM. I don't know. It's a tough argument. Now, there must be some reason. There must be something in here that's a bit better. I don't know. Oh, battery. What about batteries? 3,500 milliamp hours on the standard Note series. And over here, what do we got for battery? What was it? Remind me. Was it bigger than 3,500?
4,300?
No. I'm saying on the S10 Plus. This listing right here. Can you see it? Maybe you guys scroll down. Or maybe you need a separate speed run search. I don't know. You need to speed run it. You went for the Command F, and really you needed a new window, and you needed just an S10 Plus battery size on a speed run. Because I feel like people are going to be making this comparison. I feel like it makes a lot of sense, this comparison. 33. Oh, regular S10 was 33. S10 Plus was 4,000. See what I'm saying here? Things are weird. It's a weird comparison. It's a weird thing to figure out now. I'm going to go back to my original statement on the matter, which is selection choices are good, but it gets confusing when you use the flagship name and then you start to peel back in these certain like little areas in order to get people to step up to say, you get to say, hey, the thing starts at $950, but in reality, the one everybody wants starts at $1,100 and you're squarely in that $1,000 price territory, which brings me to my next part of this discussion. I held the phone. I was like, you know what? I want to put my SIM card in this phone. I was like, you know what? This is probably the best phone. But then at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'm looking at this thing in a vacuum. This experience sitting at the table there isn't like walking into a store. It isn't like pulling your credit card out. You feel a sting, you know? So I'm sitting there going like, as far as comparing the experience, $700 phone, $800 phone, $1,100 phone, and so forth, is that value really coming through? So I started to think about this Note series. I've been really hard on Apple specifically in this department. Like, hey, like what are you doing? You can't just have the premium phone. So what I will say, in Samsung's defense, having the premium phone and really the real launch being the $1,100 model, what I will say is that at least Samsung makes other devices you could choose from. If you want to have Samsung, you want to have the One UI, you want to be with the premium, if you want to call Samsung a premium brand, you could go and get an S10. You have the S series to work with. You could get an S10e, which is a crazy deal right now. You're probably like $600, $500, something like that. You could go and get an A series device. So for people who want to make the comparison watching this video and say, Lou, you're so hard on Apple about price. Where are you at with the Note? Why aren't you killing the Note at 1100 start? This is that reason. The lineup is crazy for Samsung. They make a billion different models. So they're not out of those categories. If you want a Samsung device, there's probably something that falls into your value category. What the Note represents now, at least in the case of the Plus, is luxury. And that's the way I'm going to start to have to perceive all these smartphones above a grand. How do you deliver luxury? Because it ain't, you're definitely not the value point anymore. There's going to be a $700, $800 phone, maybe even a $500 phone that can deliver a better cost to performance ratio. Now it's fancy stuff. It's little touches. It's glass this and that. It's 45 watt charging. It's the expandable storage. It's the 12 gigs of RAM. It's the 4,300 milliamp hour battery. It's the extra, it's the cherry on top. But you know that the cherry on top isn't the cost to performance ratio. The cherry on top is just the cherry on top. It's not nutritious. You're never gonna mistake a cherry for a steak.
It's also the new.
New.
This is new.
New is a luxury. Mm-hmm. The latest is a luxury. Now, I have to say, everything said, there's a whole rant right there. Everything I just said doesn't mean I don't want to put my SIM card in it. You got like the best value for money smartphone, and then you got, you don't care about money smartphone. You have money smartphone. Because how, like the guy who has money and 1100 doesn't bother him, I mean, he knows who he is. The value argument might not apply to him. He might say to himself, he made a decision at one point in his life, I'm just going to have the highest end one, and I'm not going to do this value relationship. But let's be clear, that's a guy. It's not the mass market like it used to be. We've seen the figures. We looked them up on this show. What's happening to the plus $1,000 smartphone marketplace? We did a video. You can watch the clip on later clips. I'm not just inventing this. This is not me projecting. This is not me predicting. This is consumer behavior. Consumers are getting more for less, and they're getting smarter, and they're okay with what they're getting at those lower price points in order to skip over or hold on to their devices longer. Let me do a quick comparison for you here, Will. In some ways, the Note 9 is actually superior to the new Note 10. In some ways. 516 PPI. It was a 6.4-inch device, 2960 by 1440. Substantially more resolution than the standard version Note. Yes, it's slightly less resolution than the Plus version of the new Note, but in a smaller form factor, so a higher PPI. 516 PPI versus 401. I'm talking Note 9 against standard Note 10. Note 9 came with the same amount of RAM. It came with 500 more milliamp rating on the battery. Okay, so it was an improvement on that. Yes, it had the fingerprint on the back of the phone instead of the front. And of course, it didn't have the hole punch situation going on, but it did have a headphone jack. Now you're like, damn, he's making a point. Okay, old stuff, old chip, not a brand new device. But you can see where I'm coming from. It's confusing. If you just went Note 9 to Note 10, you eliminated the Plus. It's confusing to the customer. They're like, I want to get the new Note. Well, which, you know, they might think they just need the Note 10. And the Plus is the true successor to the old Note 9, in my opinion. Now, important to note, Kirk caught it right away. Important to note, well, I forgot what I was going to say. You threw me off with important. You gave me the reaction there. The S Pen. Important to note, down with the S Pen. They added some features to the S Pen, all right? But I got to admit, it's a kind of a goofy thing going on. Well, it's a kind of thing. It's you're reaching. Again, you get into that luxury tier of, like, how fancy you got to be flicking your phone from a distance. Don't lie to me, Will.
Well, we were hoping for a camera on this, man.
Yeah, that I remember on the renders or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, it's still a pen. It's cool that this thing exists because I like weird, you know, I like gadgets that are very gadgety. And I mean, that's hard to define, but I think this is kind of one of those science fiction-y type of things. The pen is hidden, you pull it out. It's cool to have. It's cool that a phone exists. It's still protecting the pen input potential. But the way, like, the new features that are added to it, to me, are it's a gimmicky thing. Like, Samsung always has a few things that look great in the presentation and then people don't actually end up using. To their credit, one of those things, Bixby, they allow you to turn off easily now. I think that's a must. I think this is a very nice-looking phone. I like the fact it's got crazy fast charge if you want it. 25 watt in the box, 45 watt potential. Also, people are going to be angry that that's not included in the box. And they're going to say that's kind of pulling an Apple over there. But I would say this is a bit different because you're getting up into those really extreme tiers of wireless charging speed. Like 25 is mandatory. 45, it does seem like it could be extra. Similar to the wireless super fast charging as well. But anyway, you can make that argument. It's a fair argument. If it can charge that fast, then give it to me for free. Wireless charging is a thing that I've missed. Crazy enough, like I've been on the OnePlus, and I've told OnePlus this. Like, what's the big deal? I get it. Fast charging. You can have both fast charging and wireless charging. Why we got to make a stand on this particular one? Save $5, $10. I don't know what you're saving. Just put it in there, please. Up to 1 terabyte expandable storage. You got the DeX functionality. You can hook it up to a laptop now. That's the weird, got to be the weirdest implementation. You got a laptop sitting there. You're like, nah, I'm going to power it up with my phone. Guy like you, Willie, do? Well, you out of your mind? You got your MacBook there, but you're like, nah, actually, I'm DeXing right now.
Yeah, I prefer Android.
Yeah, like, I don't need to. I'm just going to use it as a display. I'm going to use my laptop as a display.
Yeah.
Guy like you. Crazy. But sort of functional on at least as a desktop situation. I could see that being cool. I've wanted to do a challenge for a while. Like, could you survive just using DeX and your smartphone as your total computing scenario? That could be cool. That could be a cool experiment. But of course, in that case, you're more likely to do the monitor keyboard scenario as opposed to using your laptop in that fashion. It's a good looking phone, man. I mean, the screen to body ratio, the symmetry of it, it's a good looking phone. It's got almost pretty much everything you want. The price you got to pay for it is not the value point. I mean, I told people this in advance. I actually expected it to be a little more expensive, to be honest, but they probably saw the same stuff that we saw going forward as far as the sales figures for the premium stuff, and they're like, I don't know. $1,100, that's, we're going to stop it right there. Of course, you get the 5G model, you get up to like $1,300 or whatever it happens to be. So all in all, extended breakdown. I need to put my SIM card into the device, use it day to day, see what the value is of certain things like the S Pen. The camera in the preliminary test looked great, but for the most part, it's going to be S10 caliber camera. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's a good thing. But again, you start making this comparison to the S10 stuff, because I think that's a real consideration you should make as a potential buyer right now. Go back to the old model to the S10 and say, okay, I get the plus version of the S10. For less than either of these, why am I going up? The Super Steady was cool. Will, I'll give you that. You're showing it off right now. I tested the Super Steady. I mean, that's legit. In the studio environment, I wasn't running around. I wasn't doing backflips. Because you know I can. My spare time. I'm not ready to show it to the world yet. But okay. The kind of thing I get
still
into.
Still working on it.
But in the studio, that Super Steady video looked awesome. And the video quality, front-facing camera looked awesome. I mean, it's an awesome phone. They did deliver. Samsung knows how to deliver on this front. I'm happy to see 4,300 milliamp hours. I could use that. There's a lot that I like about this phone, but I can't skip out on the main part of the conversation, which is in 2019, the $1,100 phone is not the everybody phone anymore. It's not the phone of the people anymore. It's the powerhouse phone. It's the phone for the enthusiast. It's the phone for the person who's predetermined that they're going to have the premium spec. What we saw happen in smartphones, Will, is that, like, we saw the Toyota Corollas emerge. We saw the value ones emerge up and be good enough for most people. We saw devices like these continue to go up market price-wise at a crazy rate. They became the $100,000 car. Mm-hmm. It's not that it doesn't serve a purpose. It's not that it's not nice. It's that a lot of people out there right now, they're going A to B for better. Mm-hmm. They're getting better gas mileage. Their photos look pretty good in most situations. Their batteries got bigger. The mid-range became the go-to. Mm-hmm. The mid-range became the main range. And the top range became the Range Rover. That's it. You cut it.